I'm not. This is the one. This is only one and done. It's only one and done. Hello, it is the Tired Training Podcast. Celine, do you want to burp now? No? Okay. This is Tired and Training Podcast. I am Kevin Ryan, the host, and Celine is beside me. You're meant to help me with these intros until I figure out one. And you...
Are we trying to figure out one? I thought this was just what it is.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks. On this podcast, what... Explain it very quickly.
In this podcast, you are pretending that you are the leader of your own... Not you. The guest is pretending to be the leader of their own country, and you're asking them questions about how they would rule it, and they get to give all their fun answers.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I thought it started horrendously. Yes, so today's podcast is from UK. I don't know where in the UK, but UK comedian Paul Longley.
Yes.
Yes. I've seen you sharing his clips.
I've seen his friends shared his clips with me.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Why did you nod? Like, really, there you are. I don't know were you impressed you had friends or not. But, yes. So, yeah. He is also the host of a show coming out. I think it's now called World Twisteries.
Oh.
So, you don't know. Did I show you? Did I tell you about this? No.
Is it like historical, like, facts and stories, but then they make a twist on it?
Kind of. It is basically like really obscure moments in history that they'll talk about. So the first episode is about a coffee shop in London. I want to say the 17th century, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe the 18th. But it was a coffee shop in London that this guy started. But you could only go into the shop and order coffee by speaking Latin.
Ooh, what a gatekeeper.
What a stupid business plan. Yeah, what a gatekeeper, yeah. Because apparently there was loads of coffee shops.
Yeah.
Like, they were like vape shops in now. So you had to have a little twist.
Oh.
But yeah, so I watched the first episode. That's, very, very
that's
good.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah. Right up your alley.
I think, I might be wrong about this, but I think the second one is about, like, when the Dutch ate their king. Yeah, see, it shifts.
Interesting. Yes,
so that's online. I know it's a little known fact. Yeah, it should be more known. So yes, I have Paul on today.
Yes.
What I will do is, at the end of this, it also says where you can find it online, but you can basically type in World Twisteries and that's it. Okay, I will say that you can see this podcast if you follow me on Blue Sky or Threads or Instagram, it's Kev Ryan Person, or on Twitter, it's Tyrant Training.
Very good. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, do you want to hear out of context?
Yes.
Paul Longley. Okay, look, one sec. Hey, listeners, you're about to listen to this. It is what it is. Sorry about that. Go to minute 27 if you want to listen to a quick review of Paddington 2.
We've got a lovely, lovely little engagement story in the middle.
Lovely little anecdote.
I've aged terribly. This interviewer pulling me in for these chats, I mean, has he not got anything better to do than talk to me about biscuits and orange squash? He's a disgrace. The silly little Willy Island where everyone has little willies. I'm just being rude. I'm just being obnoxious. This guy's annoying me. I want the ice cream. We don't want to upset the people at Ben and Jerry's. We don't want a court case in our hands. However, if you've got a complaint, you're contacting head office, right? So, you know, this. My complaint is some people on this island that you've made, this marketing island, have tried to kill me.
What do you think?
He's not a happy leader.
Do you think?
Very disgruntled.
I don't think he wanted to do it.
No.
If anything.
You didn't start out very enthusiastically either.
What do you mean?
You're like, oh, okay, this is, it is what it is. It's just...
To be fair, I'll be honest, okay, I don't have them in order.
That's fair, yeah.
I started off enthusiastic.
And then you
and then lost. And I did want to put that in there. Now, I don't think it is 27 minutes exactly, because editing is hard, but I think I say there that 27 minutes in there's a Paddington story.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's a bit after that, maybe 32, something like that.
There's a bit of a
5 minutes. This shit intro, it's longer than 5 minutes.
Yes.
So you can blame our intro, and yeah, it's a lovely story. Lovely story.
You told me about it.
Spoiler.
Prior knowledge? No, I don't know the right.
That's just a word. That's a phrase. Yeah. Okay, we're done. Okay, you can go done. So are you? Yeah, you're playing the computer. Okay. Enjoy listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Do you think you're a natural born leader?
No. And that's sort of the angle I'm going with on this, because I have thought about it. So I'm almost more as in I am not playing a character, but, you know, as in sort of like this, if this was going to happen, if this was really going to happen, this is how it would end up happening.
This was how. Okay.
Yeah. It's more like that. As in, I was almost like using it as a framework, as in, okay, right, this is the situation. How would the character of me got there, and what happens in that situation?
I'm kind of thinking I could really pull the rug from you here. If I had a coin, I would flip for it. So on your way, how do you imagine getting? I'm going to say the island was just made somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you think you would be the one who's thrust onto the island? Thrust, Irish, can't say TH.
Killed a natural opening.
That's such a
terrible stuff.
Let's just try it again, but be really awkward. Let's try it really. Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Okay. Hello. All right.
Yeah. We'll continue. We'll start. Yeah. So you're Paul Langley, is it?
Or Longley.
I'll stick to Langley. No, I don't feel comfortable now. This is very bad. I'm sorry. I might edit that out. Okay. I was saying that how do you think, like, you would, what would your origin story be?
So, like, I was thinking about this. The only way that someone like me could end up in charge of an island would obviously be accidentally, because I'm not that way inclined. I wouldn't put myself in that position. You know, I wouldn't really, you know, I'm not that sort of guy. So I was thinking about it, and the way that I'd imagine it happening would be a situation that is just very unfortunate for all concerned. And it would probably be, you know, like when you go to, like, I don't know, I imagine I'm sort of either like in a shopping center or like a busy station. You know, you've got those like the sampling people that are handing out like a free fucking ice cream. You're like, oh, do you want free ice cream? It's like, yeah. And then you say yes, and they want some details off you.
Yeah.
And it's a whole like competition thing of like, oh, you know, get a free ice cream and, you know, win your own island. And you're like, oh, very funny. You're like, oh, yeah, whatever. You get the ice cream once you've filled in the questions, you know.
Right.
They're offering the ice cream. I want the ice cream. I filled in these questions. I'm not taking it seriously. Filled it, you know, I imagine they just want my email address ultimately, and they just want some quirky answers.
Right.
Whatever. I don't care. I want the ice cream. I'm on my journey home. Do that, get the ice cream. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, I get a message saying, congratulations, you've won the island.
Who did the message come from? Like an email?
It was Ben and Jerry's. I imagine it was Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's.
The island. Yeah, the island, I reckon the island is made up of old Ben and Jerry's cartons. And it's sort of like they put it all together. Or just rubbish in general. They're probably doing like a bit of almost like a bit of a do-gooder campaign. This is all the rubbish that's in the ocean. We put it all together and we've made an island.
It's
been great. You know, like we're doing really good, sustainable stuff. We've made an island, like how much rubbish there is. And you know, you can live on Ben and Jerry's Island.
Are you gonna call it Ben and Jerry's Island?
This is the thing, because I think that's probably what they wanted. I think
they had on the form.
First thing on there was what you're gonna call the island. And they've got pictures of Ben and Jerry's. They've got like the little like fish things and the cookie dough mountain and all that. And they obviously they want you to go down that path. That is, you know, it's a marketing campaign at the end of the day. It's a big activation. It's a marketing campaign. It's a big PR stunt. And I was not playing ball. The person who was, you know, wanting to give me the ice cream is, you know, you're coming back from work. You've had a long day. You know what it's like. You then see one of these shiny people in their little zip-up little Macs that's got all the branding on. It's like, hi, do you want an ice cream? Yeah, I'd love an ice cream. Okay, just fill out these questions and then you can have it. And it's okay, well, I've got no respect for you or what you're offering. I'm going to give you the worst possible
You don't tell
answers.
Them that, do you?
Why don't you? It's you know, it's internal. I'm smiling nicely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bumping. I'll give them the worst possible answers. They won't use my form because this guy's taking the piss, but he's got his ice cream. You know, that's the end of that. Of course, unfortunately, well, it looks like what they didn't do. They didn't just pick the best answer, which would have made sense.
You think,
they picked at random. And of course, unfortunately, they picked mine. And that's how I've ended up in a situation that I'm now in charge of this island.
And you're willingly flown. Like, you don't go, well, no, I don't actually want it. You decide, well, I better not.
Well, again, it's Ben and Jerry's, you know, it's a big corporation. It's legally binding. You know, you've filled out the form, you've given the details. I've given my email address, remember?
Oh, that is
So,
legally binding, yeah.
yeah, you know, so as in, it's like I now have no, and whatever I put on that form, obviously they would have wanted things like, you know, Cookie Dough Island or
Cookie Dough
whatever, and
Island.
I've just,
Naturally,
yeah,
Cookie Dough Island, of course.
someone who loves Ben and Jerry's talking about how much they love Ben and Jerry's. They do loads of like YouTube videos about it, a whole series,
Yeah.
and that's what they would have to do. Unfortunately, they've got me who didn't fill the form incorrectly, was taking the piss, and that's the situation we're now in.
I have a feeling what happened is they were in the Ben and Jerry's office and they went, oh, we have, I don't know why, but there's only 50 people who signed up on the form. And then, oh, just pick a number 34 there. And then the person accidentally looked like you were number 35. But they, you know what I mean? When you're looking at a form with a lot of lines in it and you're like, yeah, that's 34. So they just went, yeah, no, Paul. Like the actual winner is like the person who wrote down Cookie Dough Island and it was Paul
Exactly.
Sinha.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
then they put in Paul Sinha. Oh, this is a weird email from Paul Longley. And then sent it to you. So like, what, God, what did you call it? Like they must have been for a shock when you gave him the name
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
front of
regret it.
TV cameras.
I
What,
do
what?
regret. I do. I mean, I guess it's embarrassing. It's more embarrassing for me than it is for them, really. Because again, like I said, the person was annoying me. He was annoying. I just
Yeah.
wanted the ice cream, right? You know,
Yeah.
and of course, I was in, do you want your ice cream? Yeah, I want my ice cream. Yeah, well, write down I name the island. So I put the silly little Willy Island where everyone has little willies. And then in brackets, just being funny, I then put Republic of. So
Jesus.
it is the, I'll say it again for you. It's the silly little Willy Island where everyone has little willies, Republic of.
Republic of. And you don't think you're not in the last second you'd go, actually put the Republic of in front. It's going to be
Yeah, well, I'd start, didn't I? And the train's going in a few minutes,
and you probably only have
just.
that box to
And I think, you know, at that
sit
point,
and
you're tired, my sugar levels are low. I'm not being funny. This is not funny.
oh.
This is me just being I'm just being rude. I'm just being obnoxious. This guy's annoying me. I want the ice cream. And, you know, I've just put this in as a silly joke, as in just, ha, you can't use that now because I've put that. You
Yeah.
know, you can't call it that, can you? You can't possibly call Ben and Jerry's Island, that is your big marketing campaign for the
Exactly.
year
It's
or
just.
year, you know, this international campaign. You've made an island and you're giving it to someone. And, you know, this is massive for Ben and Jerry's, multi-million pound investment. And they've given it to someone who's called it the silly little Willy Island where everyone has little willies, in brackets, Republic of.
Has little
So
willies.
that, yeah, little willies, yeah.
Little bit. I said small, but little is. Silly little
Yeah,
Willy Island
yeah.
where everyone has little Willies, Republic of.
That's
Absolute.
it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Ben and
Yeah.
Jerry's.
They were so
Yeah.
close to Paul Sinha and
So,
Cookie Dough Island, and then this is what happened. And
yeah,
like
exactly. Yeah, it's
they've put in all the infrastructure here as well. So they have like Cookie Dough Island, like, and naturally, like 10 million, they have even got 10 million people to sign up thinking it's going to be Cookie Dough Island. And
Yeah,
now.
exactly. Everything's branded in Ben and Jerry's. The whole island is Ben and Jerry's themed, you know, but it's now officially called the silly little Willy Island where everyone has little willies, Republic of.
And it might get a bit worse because if you think there's 10 million people, so you're going to imagine there's like 5 million male, 5 million female, we'll say. I mean, how many
Yeah.
million out of that 5 million male is going to be a bit low self-esteem? And then they are going to
Exactly.
be
I mean,
wandering onto
again,
the, oh,
there's going to be people on there that are going to be with fragile
raging.
masculinities who are going to be sort of constantly. They're going to be more angry than anyone throwing their weight around because they're going to be. It's the thing of everyone now thinks I've got a little willy because I'm living here. You're going to have the people as well that unfortunately do have little willies, that are going to be. This is my worst nightmare. I've been doing this for years. I've been getting by on my personality and everything else and wearing loose jeans, and now everyone thinks that I have got a little willy. And then you've got women on there that are saying, well, I've not got a willy. So
Yeah, they
the whole
feel it.
thing is,
Yeah.
yeah, so there's all of
Do you know what? Like, I'm from Ireland, so I'm Irish. You're
that.
from Britain, you're British and then Scottish, and then like American, if you're from America or Canadian. What would the first time I've had to look back a few times? Silly little Willy Island where everyone has little Willies, Republic of
Republic
ors.
of. Well,
Little
this is the thing.
Williers?
I mean, again, I mean, Portuguese, the silly little Willy Island where everyone has little Willies itch, or
Willies?
I don't know, little Willy
Silly.
Islanders,
Yeah,
maybe?
I suppose that
Could
would be
be.
a placeholder at least, especially if you don't
Just
know the
little
area.
Willy Islanders.
Silly little Willy Boy. Islanders. Jesus.
Yeah. I think if you say it's like, because like, I mean, again, it's not thought it stuck. So, you know, I'd imagine they'd end up going by the silly little Willy Islanders. I reckon they'd try and get it to the Islanders. They'd want to go by the Islanders, but then people are like, well, hang on, that sounds a bit like, well, surely there's loads of islands. You can't just be that. And then also, I think there will be an element of people in the outside world who will find it amusing that these people are stuck living there and that's their nationality. So outside people from different countries will be like, no, you are the silly Islanders. That is your nationality. Yeah.
These guys can't emigrate now. They have signed contracts with Ben and Jerry's that they have to be there for the next at least four generations of their family.
They're also little Willy Islanders. Yeah,
Ben and Jerry's have famously the best lawyers.
Yeah, and I mean, in some ways, it's their own fault. I mean, if a massive company comes to you and says, "Do you want to live on our island?" Well, you know, what do you expect? I mean, a best case scenario, they're living on Cookie Dough Island, which is still not great. I mean, obviously, silly little Willy Island, where everyone has little willies, is much worse.
Much worse.
But you know, even the best version is a really like Disney. But sort of just a bit, you're just living in a big product placement. Yeah. It's a horrible place to live.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you deserve it, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's...
Do you think if someone is libertarian, they'd really go for it?
Well, I mean...
I mean, they say they wouldn't, but I mean, you know... But again,
if you've chosen to live there, I mean, you can claim to be whatever, you know, have any whatever morals or stance you want. But if a corporation has come to you and said, do you want to live on our island? And you've said yes, then you can't then claim afterwards to have any, you know... to have some sort of compass at all, or like, oh, I don't really like that. Well, you liked it when it was going to be Ben and Jerry Island, so.
Yeah. No, you're stuck with it now. Yeah. Where is this island, by the way?
Just sort of near Tenerife.
Somewhere around Tenerife? Where is Tenerife's around?
Yeah, sort of near there. Yeah.
Around there? Yeah. West of Morocco, for anyone who doesn't know.
Quite warm, which is ironic, considering it's all ice cream based, but.
I imagine this is going to be a big ice cream presence.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben and Jerry's are going to kit out the whole island. They're going to have a lot of ice cream stores, which are useless. Well, no, actually, in hot weather.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the thing where they claim to be sustainable, but, you know, they obviously want the blue sky images. They also want to sell ice cream.
Mm.
Yeah, the ideal situation would have been if it was much nearer one of the poles, right? Because then it's going to be colder, and then, you know, they can save on energy for the ice cream.
It's a lot cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah. No one's going to want an ice cream if you're in Iceland. You know.
Although I was in Norway a couple of months back, and I had a brunch, which I don't know what flavor it was, but it was gorgeous. Now I went there, and it was like 25 degrees. I was amazed. But yeah.
They should have done that.
But you probably only get a week worth of that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but I think they're still going to sell more in hot weather. You know. So they located it there. They've put it near Tenerife. It's gorgeous around there. Lovely.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
But of course, in doing that, much as they claim to be sustainable, the energy bills to keep an entire island effectively refrigerated.
How do you think they're powering the whole island? Like, are they just going full on oil?
Now, I imagine with the situation I'm in that I legally cannot say. I imagine I have discovered, but I wouldn't be able to say, but I think we both know that it's not, that it's not solar powered.
Yes. Like,
we don't want to upset the people at Ben and Jerry's. We don't want a court case in our hands. However, you know, let's be honest. Like I've been living there a while now, and I've not seen one solar panel.
I haven't even seen the sun. The smog has cleared any view of that. Only from the highest mountain. I will say, actually, I better put in a point here at this point in the podcast. This podcast can go either two ways at this point, I think. We can either get a sponsorship from Ben and Jerry's, or we can get a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So let's just keep that in mind when we're answering questions.
And how exciting. How exciting. We don't know what's happening next.
Ben and Jerry's, brilliant for the summer's day and for the oil industry. And the next question is, if you're going to be there now with 10 million people, most of them unhappy, what's your official title?
Again, this is on the form. So, you know, you give the name of the island and what would you call yourself?
Yeah.
Now, remember the frame of mind I'm in here when I filled this out. I just wanted my ice cream, wanted to get on the train, get home. And actually, this is sort of the win. This changes it slightly because I've then called myself, and I've had to announce myself to this as everyone there, as the silly little Willy Woo baby boo boy. So that's my full title. The silly little Willy Woo baby boo boy.
Little Willy Woo.
Baby boo boy.
Baby boo Boy. Yeah. Sounds like a reality show.
Yeah, again, I just put in as many words as I could there just so he looked like I was typing something on his stupid little iPad.
Yes.
I've been typing, there you are, look, the silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy. Nah, done. There you are. There's my title. There's your funny title. There's your ice cream title. Have that.
And unfortunately, you really hate this man. Do you know him?
He had lovely hair. Jealous of his hair.
Right, yeah. What type of haircut?
He was, you know, he was there. He had like, you know, one of those ones that has like really great facial hair, a little bit tanned. Mm. Just really teeth, wonderful, quite just smarmy. He was working there with three girls that all fancied him, and he's being Mr. Cool. Oh, you want your ice cream?
Oh, he's been showing off all day to them.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, he probably skateboarded there or something cool. Anyway, I was like,
did you catch his name?
No, I was. I was out ice creaming out. I never thought I'd have to think about this ever again, to be honest with you. And unfortunately, I didn't realize it was going to come back and bite me in the ass like it has.
Yeah, who can foresee the But I mean, you'd still end up with the silly little woo. Fucking hell, I usually get these right. Silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy. I'm gonna.
That's me.
That. Yeah.
If anyone
calls you the Boo Boy, anything happened to them? Are you not accepting that?
The Boo Boy or the Poo Boy, was that?
Both, depending on how they see you that day.
Depends how I've been, I suppose. Depends how much dairy I've had. again, we're all in a terrible situation here. I mean, if it helps them get by calling me the Poo Boy, I mean, I don't know if, again, it's one of those. I mean, I've written on the form legally binding. I imagine it's more the lawyers and people of Bill and Jerry's that have been like, no, come on. Unfortunately, we don't like it as much as you don't like it, but... Yeah. His title is the silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy. You're going to have to call him it.
You're going to have to, yeah.
I'm there and I'm saying, look, I don't mind. You can call me Paul. And they're like, no. Listen, the silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy.
Yeah.
That's your title. That's what you put down. You've done us over by calling this place a silly little Willy Island where everyone has little Willies, Republic of.
Yeah, so, you're going to suffer this.
Major Ben line it. So, I have to accept it. I just have to accept the title. Yeah.
You were the first and probably going to be the only guest on this podcast who... without prompting or any sort of like, you need to do this for the fun of the podcast, have surrounded yourself with lawyers who pester you.
Mm.
Like anyone else will go, I have superpowers. I have, Aragorn is my best friend. No, I'm demeaned and I'm put in situations I don't like.
Yeah, well, I think that's the only way that this, again, like I said, it's the only way that I get myself, it's an unfortunate situation is what's happened. And, you know, like if I'm filling in one of these forms, like, I wasn't going to fill this in correctly. We've all had these through these survey forms or something of like, oh, you know, give me a funny name for a cereal and you'll get, like, you could win a month's supply of cereal, whatever it is that comes through. And I've filled it out. I filled it out stupidly because I don't really care about winning. I just want the sample. I want the free sample. And fortunately, it's come back a bit of me, and this is the situation we're in. It turned out to be much more real than anyone would have anticipated. But I think I probably thought a holiday. I think I probably thought that... Win an island, I probably thought that's going to be a holiday. That's a gimmick that's like, you know, I'll be calling it Win an Island, but what it actually means is you just get like a really great trip and it's quite exclusive. You stay around the hotel. The picture at the station, just to sort of sell it to you, what I saw was, again, like a tropical island, palm tree, you know, sun, clouds, looked like it was going to be a holiday. You know, when you see like a Euro Millions advert and there's all the sort of shiny letters and that's what it looked like. Ben and Jerry's. I didn't think for a second that I'd be winning an island that I was going to be in charge of, you know.
I thought it would be something like, you know, the world islands in United Arab Emirates.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember them? I don't know, are they still a thing? But yeah, do you know the way they had, like, you could buy Ireland, but it would just be an island that's vaguely shaped like Ireland. So I thought it'd be something like that. So surely that would have cost them less than this disaster that they have to see through to the end.
I mean, it seems like they were really trying to make a point of like, we're not just an ice cream company. You know, we're more than that. We're like an ethos and we're really sustainable. Look how bad other companies are. They have so much litter in the ocean that we can actually take all that, which none of it is ours, and make our own islands and actually solve housing problems and everything else. We're going to call it Cookie Dough Island because that's going to be a great advertising thing. Everyone's going to think we're brilliant. And it goes from just being that ice cream is just like a brand, you know, Ben & Jerry's is a brand, to Ben & Jerry's being effectively a way of life. Unfortunately, they picked the wrong number and they've ended up with the silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy in charge.
I... I mean, I hope you said to them at some point, even though you're willingly going onto the island. I mean, lads, I mean, a lot of what you're doing is sounds very good with the whole environment and stuff. But come on, you sell ice cream, you know, like sit back down a bit.
Of course. I mentioned it. Of course I did. Yeah. I mean, again, more than anything, just try and save my own skin. I was also thinking that they might also think, look, yeah, we're right. You are right. Yeah. We are just selling ice cream here. Let's get on a celebrity. Let's get, you know, I don't know, someone better that's going to, you know, that's going to, who likes ice cream, George Clooney, get George Clooney on there with some ice cream. Or they should have just got, it should have been a coalition, someone called Ben, someone called Jerry.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, Ben, yeah. And
Jerry, just only Jerry.
The only Springer? Jerry. Yeah, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Jerry Springer and Ben Mendelsohn.
I was going to say Jerry Adams, but
he wouldn't do it because he wouldn't change the G to a J.
That's
the only controversy I can foresee in that. if you're going to be on the island and you've called it that and you've given yourself that title,
which again, I'm just so regretful of it. It's so embarrassing. The other thing is that you have to remember here is I've done this. This is not my sense of humor. I don't find this funny. This is not I've just done it to be petulant.
Yeah.
You know, as in like, it's like being caught in a moment of where you've just made a silly fart joke to someone and that silly fart joke has got viral. And that's not my sense of humor. I was being ironic. I was being facetious.
And
that's what's happened here. I'm just being petty and childish. I'm 35 years old. I don't find somewhere being called the silly little Willy Island where everyone has little willies remotely amusing.
Republic
I think
it's
pathetic.
Republic
of.
Yeah. See, and it's then, already a hassle.
Going around calling myself the silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy. It's pathetic. It's
well, you don't
so
have to
childish.
Legally walk around corners. I suppose you do.
But like I said, so, you know, and people that haven't seen me since school or whatever, you know, and then sort of
what's
like
Paul up to.
Hey, he's pathetic. He's a real loser.
Did you have to leave the job? Did you have to leave the job in London? Like, work.
I can work from home 2 days a week because I have to be in the office 3 days from commuting from Tenerife or near Tenerife.
They're probably not going to let you leave. They're probably not going to let you leave that often. That's probably one of the conditions. Like, you know, you have to stay on the island.
I mean, again, you're the face of it, aren't you? You know, you have to sort of be. You've made your bed, lie in it. Is their attitude? They're not going to let me just go off to work and have a normal life.
They probably would let you pick the house you live on this fucking trash island, basically. Ideas where are you going to live? What type of house? A capital on the island.
But I imagine it's going to be. I mean, it's going to look like an upside down Ben and Jerry's Carlton, isn't it? It's going to be like a big family share Carlton of Ben and Jerry's.
It's
like a quirky. Yeah, like it'll be upside down, so it looks a bit more like a house. So a bit bigger at the bottom and a little at the top or something.
But is that something you? I get you. Yes, but is that something you pick?
Yeah, could be way up with a hole in it. Pardon?
Is that something you pick? Like, I want this house to look like this, or have they?
Well, I imagine I've not picked it. I imagine it's just sort of like that would be what they'd have thought would be the presidential house, and it's like, oh look, it's shaped like a Ben and Jerry's carton.
But then why would they turn upside down? Because then it's not going to say Ben and Jerry's; it's going to say.
I don't know. It's a
terrible design. Thought this true.
I think what they were thinking of is if you've got an empty carton, if you're making something like arts and crafts, you've got an empty carton, turn it upside down, and then the bottom's the top and that's the lid. But really, what they should have done was just have a foot like so the house should look like a full carton.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the lid is like the roof. Just do it normally.
Artistic.
Worries me at this point.
This isn't the first bad decision they've made. It's David Zaslav who's in charge
of
Ben and Jerry's.
No, I mean, it's at least they're... Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, do you have a throne room? You don't fancy yourself a bit of a king on this island? I mean, you are the kind of undisputed ruler. Any sort of throne room or
there is one. They put one in there, and again, mainly for like photo shoots and just sort of like, you know, they obviously want to do like Insta stories and stuff with sort of like, oh, let's check in with the, you know, the king of the island or whatever, but of course now it's a bit of a disaster. So there is a chair, there is a throne chair that I sit on, but obviously even when I go in there, it's a bad atmosphere.
Bad
you know,
smell.
I'm in there, the, you know, the people from Ben & Jerry's are around. Yeah, probably, most likely. I mean, they probably did do that. But like, you go in there and it's sort of like, you're right. And it's sort of, do you want me to sit in the chair? And they're like, well, you can if you want. There's no pageantry to it anymore. You know, they had all these grand plans of a George Clooney figure, you know, or even someone, you know, like a Paul Rudd being quite fun and, you know, being, you know, and all these funny things they're going to do in there. They're left with me. This horrible title, horrible name of the island. And they're doing all they can to try and bury it, really, because they'd have spent a fortune in advertising beforehand.
Yeah.
What's the name of the island going to be? The island name is, and then they've had to announce it. And, you know, and here's the guy who won. Here's the guy who come up with that name.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's an absolute disaster. It's a fucking PR nightmare is what it is. And so there is a throne room, but it's more, they've just got boxes in there now. They've got like just stuff that, like, you know,
what, they use it for storage.
Sort of like old bits. Yeah. I've said to them, like, could I keep it as a throne room? Could I sort of come in here and use it? And I said, well, you can use it if you want, but, you know, we're not doing anything spectacular for you. I understand, to be honest. Like, I completely get it. You know, I mean,
they're trying to limit their losses on this, aren't they? They're just like, well, we do legally have to keep you alive on this island.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to want to go on their, you know, their Insta live to all the people around the world, you know, and have a quick Q&A with the silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy, are they? You know, as in, who wants to, you know, no one's going to want to be hearing from that fella. I think they are, you know, all the great plans they had. Have you ever seen those things of, you remember Mr. Blobby? They did like a Mr. Blobby world. And now it's like, it's completely derelict. It's all these sort of like no one lives there. Obviously, no one's visited. It's closed down. It's all these like empty Mr. Blobby shaped houses. And it's all Mr. Blobby themed, but it's all falling apart and dilapidated. And
that sounds like a great spot for a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, really, yeah, exactly that.
I mean, it's not just picking you, but it's the fact that you are clearly mildly disinterested, to put it lightly.
I'm up for it. You know, I really am. You know, again,
but in
a bad situation,
give it a go.
Yeah, of course. I'm more than up for giving it a go. I mean, I'm there now, you know, and there's all these people that, you know, and there's a sort of like, they don't, at the moment, they don't hate me. They did at first, obviously, but then when I announced my name, they were fine with it. And sort of, Woody's got it worse than us. There's a little bit of like, look, I feel bad about the situation they're in. I didn't know this was happening. So, you know, I want to give it my best shot, because we're in it together, really. Mm. I mean, you know, as in, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
When they're doing these things, especially initially, they're still trying to like maybe boost morale a bit in you. Like they decide to build you, hey, look, we'll build you a monument, you know, we'll call it your name, unfortunately, the silly little Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy monument. What do you want the monument to be of?
You know, if I'm being completely honest, I think it'd always been nice to have a statue of myself, but you know,
big statue,
a nice
50
thing
feet.
To have, wouldn't it? You know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are some people, like, there are some shit people in this world that have got statues, and I think, you know, you should have it as an aim that by the time you leave this earth, that you have a statue of yourself. So yeah, and if that could open off that to me, then brilliant, I'll take it.
I think the extensive knowledge I have of you, I think I can say that you would surely be in the top 50% of people who have statues as like good people. You can imagine that, right?
Yeah.
I imagine, I mean, 50%.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I'd be in that. I mean, it'd be one of those ones that go, why have they done that? I mean, it'd be one of those. It's in sort of, not, yeah, nice guy. Don't get me wrong. Nice fella. But I don't know why they're bothered doing a statue. There'll be an element on the island, I suppose, as well, of where they'll be sort of like, look, he's fine. He's all right. But do we need a statue of him? And I imagine people at Ben and Jerry's would also be like, this is a last ditch attempt. It's almost like, we're going to lean into this now. We're going to lean into this.
Yeah,
this might Willy Woo Baby Boo Boy.
Bring something out of him.
We can, you know, look, we think it's great. We think it's funny. We think it's funny. Like, we think it's so funny. We built a statue of the guy.
What's the pose? So, well, what's the pose though? Because I think that makes or break the statue. Like, is it just you standing with hands on hips or what's?
Waving, just like a wave, like an entrance.
One wave, two waves.
Two actually, because it's I didn't realize they would take when I it was basically my entrance when I arrived on silly little Willy Island where everyone has little willies.
You're just waving.
When I arrived on the island, it was two hands because it was also a little bit of an apologetic. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So it's a smile, but in the smile, there's something in it that says, I'm deeply embarrassed about what's about to happen here.
The
statue almost commemorates what is effectively quite a now historic moment because it's ultimately an average guy who has ended himself up in a terrible situation.
That's probably you arriving on the island as well is probably like, well, I mean, it's a world famous photo or video as you said, captured. So like that is a famous pose. It's like the Richard Nixon with the peace sign. Then if they're like, oh, do you have a favorite movie?
I do have a favorite movie, and it's Paddington 2.
It's okay. I'll be honest. I have not seen Paddington 2. But is that not meant to be an absolutely brilliant movie?
It's unbelievable. And I was not a Paddington fan growing up. I was into Sooty. Paddington was not on my radar. So I really first was introduced to Paddington at like 27 when the first one came out. And then everyone was like, oh, it's quite good. I remember watching it as a family and was like, this is fantastic. Yeah. And then I watched the second and it's been my favourite film ever since. Going off a tangent, me and my now fiance, when I proposed to her, I actually played some music from Paddington 2. That's how much of a fan that we are.
As in, is it fun music or like, no, it's genuinely beautiful music. Like, it's actually
really,
sweet.
Really, really lovely music. Again, this is not a funny bit for a comedy podcast, but...
Oh, fuck them. I want to know.
If you don't like this, fast forward, boring bastards. If you fast forward, you'll get back to me saying more silly willy stuff in a minute. So just, you've got two choices. fast forward a minute and a half, you'll get some silly willy stuff or stick with us for a lovely...
For the next
lovely
90
little...
seconds, I'm gonna hold on a minute. Oh, I'll never be able to time it. It is. Okay, starting, I'm going to let you speak about Paddington and all those questions. Now, right, go. Paddington 2.
Paddington 2. So basically, obviously it's been our favourite film since we first watched it. When I proposed, what I did was I created a book that was basically every single photo from the beginning of our relationship until the present day. In Paddington 2, the main thing about it is a storybook, a pop-up storybook, and when they show this in the film, it's all magical, comes to life, and they play this really nice music. So as Katie was given this book and she opens it and sees the story of our relationship so far, I played the music from Paddington 2 that went alongside it, and then the last picture on the page was actually a picture of me and her dad as I was asking for permission to marry.
Because
I flew to Basque for the day, and then the last picture, it says chapter 2 and it had a picture of the engagement ring.
Very good. Come here, it wasn't a pop-up book, was it? You didn't do a pop-up book version.
It wasn't that. I couldn't do pop up.
No. That's why I was like, Jesus. That's very good. Very good.
It was flat, but you know.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
The emotions.
I mean,
so anyone out there who's listening to this so far, thinking, oh, an awful man. There's more to me.
There's debt to this man.
Debt to me. You've missed it so far. So I'd say go back and listen to the beginning.
Does your fiance like Paddington 2?
Oh, loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Okay, we're done. Yeah, no more Paddington. Lovely. I just got that in. Very good. prime content. Okay, where am I? So, how do I fucking segue? So what scandal do you cause on the island about yourself that the people aren't happy with? You're not allowed to bring up that movie. That is now banned from this podcast.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Not going to. What scandal? Actually, I discovered a scandal of me today that might work. Everyone's got like a weird like food thing that they do that they like that sort of other people are like, oh, don't do that. You got one of those, you know, where it's something like you like a certain thing, like you might have like something in a sandwich that other people wouldn't necessarily normally have. You know,
No, I didn't even bring up the word sexual. You brought that up, but I'm not a big foodie at all. I'm very picky and bland and sad and lonely. So I can't think off the top of my head. But yes, okay, what's the scandal involving food?
So I am quite partial to dipping a rich tea or plain digestive biscuit in orange squash.
In orange squash? I honestly thought you were going to say in a cup of tea there, and I was going to go, my God, that is the most...
blend.
British statement you could make. I don't even like orange squash, but okay. And wait, how did you find this out? Like, how did you find out that this is a scandal? So who were you? Like,
so I was saying at work, because someone had digestive biscuits at work, and I was like, it's really nice for a glass of orange squash. And they're like, what do you mean a glass of orange squash? I said, normally I have a glass of orange squash, and I quite like dipping it in. And then people were just horrified. Yeah. I knew it wasn't really a thing, but I didn't know it was going to cause such a visceral reaction. Yeah, yeah. And then basically, I worked out what it was. So I was thinking about it. Is that I remember when I was in like nursery school, it'd be a thing of where you'd be given like as a snack, squash and a biscuit. And obviously, me and the other kids at the time were mimicking our parents dipping a biscuit in tea.
Yes.
But as a four-year-old, I didn't really think this was disgusting. I just thought, oh, that's what you do. And I actually now really like the taste of it. It's quite nice. But so, I don't know. As terms of controversial scandals go, it caused such a reaction today that I feel that if other people heard that, they probably would be a little bit, is he all right? You know.
So if the lawyers of Ben and Jerry say, listen, this is just plain fucking weird. One of the things we could hold our, hang our hat on here is we're all in a terrible situation. The company is burning money, but you seem kind of a normal common man who's just in a bad situation too.
Just keep it normal. Just talk just up normal. Ben and Jerry's whenever you can. Yeah.
Don't draw attention
to your name, and we can move past it, you know, like that. Yeah.
This orange squash gate is after blowing up and people are discussing it online, blah blah blah. We think you should go on to the nightly news show and just try and explain yourself. You know, explain yourself. Don't justify it. Don't apologize for it. You're a leader, for God's sake. But
okay.
Don't justify it. Just explain it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So don't get confused.
Yeah. Go out there. Tell them as it is. Sort of.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, all leader.
We're live. Okay. Hello.
The silly little Willy Woo baby boo boy. Thank you for joining us. And explaining how the economy is going to be very tight this year. We need to speak about Orange Squash Gate. People are very upset. People don't understand it. They, you know, let's be honest. And I'm not speaking personally for myself. I'm impartial as a journalist, but a lot of people are angry for being forced to come here, not reading the contract. They arrive up onto this island, they see you waving apologetically as a real bastard, is some of the things described. But for the last couple of months, we've realized you're supposedly just one of us. And didn't we see this splashed all across the newspaper? Why?
Look, I could sit here and I could say it wasn't me. I could say that it was a smear campaign. I could say that it was a mistake. I could say all these things to you now. But what I will say, people of the silly little Willy Island, where everyone has little willies in brackets, Republic of, is that we're all individual. We all make mistakes, yes, but we all have things that we do that other people might not do. Okay? That but might be... Let me finish, sir, if you wouldn't mind. Now, that might be that you're the sort of person that likes painting when you get home from work. That might be you're the sort of person who likes running at a weekend. Or you might be the sort of person who just likes dipping your biscuit in an orange squash. You know, we're all different. We're all in this sorry mess together. Now, I say, let's all just get on with it. Am I right? And then I gesture for a round of applause, which obviously doesn't come.
No, they're just staring at you.
Yeah, it does not land at all.
Do you think the lawyers are like in the corner going cut off?
Yeah, they're giving it the cut neck. They were thinking that is a disaster. Just like, and then the problem is because at the beginning the lawyers said to me there, as you remember, was saying don't apologize, don't you know say you're wrong or anything like that. I'm just, what do you do in that situation? I've tried my best to get out of it, and I just sort of like tried to rally the troops. It hasn't washed. Because ultimately, this isn't about the biscuit and the orange juice, the orange squash.
Oh.
This is about everything else, really. Didn't matter what I did.
So you just said that while sitting on the chair, even though they've turned off the cameras. Like, Anderson, the reporter, has just jumped for you when you said it's not about the orange squash. He is fucking infuriated that you'd say that. But he's probably going to get dragged out to prison.
It's not. Yeah.
Right?
I'm saying, look, it's not about... Yeah, and I'm still going. They're still hearing this. I don't know. I have no idea. And I'm saying, look, this isn't about the biscuit and the orange squash. This is about the fact that people are in this mess. And I am the scapegoat. It doesn't matter what I did. It doesn't matter what I've done there. If I'd have eaten ice cream, I'd have been in trouble. If I didn't eat an ice cream, if I hadn't eaten ice cream, I'd have been in trouble. I'm the scapegoat. Whatever I was going to do, they were going to find something to nail me to. Because I am the silly little willy-woo baby boy. And I understand that. I understand that's the situation we're in here. Yeah, exactly. Again, like, are we actually annoyed that I put a biscuit in some orange squash? Of course we're not. But I'm that guy now. I'm that guy, you know.
As you say that,
there was that time that
security have come over and have just kind of said, "Sorry, we need to go. Yeah. There's a riot outside." I mean, there is a full on riot. Yeah. People are fucking furious. Yeah. But you're happy with that. What else can you say?
Well, again, it's one of those. I mean, ultimately, I'm surprised it's kicked off as much as it has because it's a biscuit and orange squash, right? I mean, I didn't expect it to cause anywhere near the controversy that it has. I'm aware that this is just like, oh, for God's sake, you're just finding anything to throw at me now. You know, like, come on. Like, this is silly. This is a silly situation we're in. Let's not make this worse. I mean, who's this interviewer pulling me in for these chats? I mean, has he not got anything better to do than talk to me about biscuits and orange squash? He's a disgrace.
Oh, he's in jail.
He must know. Yeah. I'm in jail now.
No. The interviewer. Well, he is. Yeah, he is.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Perfect. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, this is out of order.
You don't want to you don't think you're going to give him any leniency or let him out? No? He's looking at 30 years.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's steep. That is steep. I mean, get me wrong.
They didn't write the Constitution well, to be honest.
Yeah. But that's Ben and Jerry's that's saying that he's going in for 30. Is he for that?
Yeah, they've written the constitution, the whole laws and stuff. To be honest, they got ChatGPT to do it, so it's a bit dangerous on that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, they gave you ultimate rule.
To me, it sounds like this interview was from Wolves.
From where? Wolves?
I think it was a rival. Wolves. Wolves ice cream. It was a rival.
They've been Wolverhampton. I was like, I'm not familiar with the rivalry.
No.
You think he was a plant?
A rival ice cream business. Yeah, I think it's a plant. I think this, by the seams of it, let's go back a second here. Right. I've lost my shit in the middle of this, right? I've lost my shit in the middle of this.
I regret that now.
Yeah. You know, like it's a pressure cooker, this place. It's an absolute fucking disaster. But look, if we go back, I've dunked a biscuit in some orange squash. A photo has been taken. How convenient. How convenient that a photo has been taken at this exact
moment.
Well, you're
in a park.
Right? Suddenly it blows up everywhere. It blows up everywhere. It's all over the island. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's seeing it. Who took the picture? Only bloody Anderson from Wolves. So, look, he's clearly there. He's there to cause trouble. He's a plant. He's there to stir it up as much as he can because he knows that Ben and Jerry's it could crack at any minute. It could kick off at any moment.
Yeah.
He's waited his chance. Unfortunately, what he was hoping for was that, the guy they put in charge, look what he's called the place. He's gonna be an absolute fucking lunatic. He's gonna be an idiot. What they've seen is just like a very sort of apologetic, a bit of a weak character, sort of moping about the place, apologizing for any meets and, you know, posing by his statue, but again, he's sorry about it. And people just feel a bit sorry for him and just understand the situation. And he's, you know, the people from Wolves are on the phone to him and they're like, you've got to get something, Anderson. You've got to get something. At the moment, the ratings for Ben and Jerry's is going back up with all this, you know. And then so he's, what am I going to get? He's gone with that. He's gone with a biscuit and the orange squash thing. It's pathetic.
It's plausible deniability.
But,
because
it's
not too extreme.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh.
Mm.
No, exactly. But it's one of those ridicule things. Like, I remember there was a picture of the former Ed someone. I can't remember his name. He was a Labour leader, and he was eating a bacon sandwich on a train, and he basically became famous for eating a bacon sandwich messily on a train. And that's the fella. Yeah, that's the fella. Well done. Good.
I didn't know he ate bacon. Wait, what? He ate a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, I think he was on a train or like a station or something. He ate a bacon sandwich quite messily, and someone took a picture of him, and it was like on the front page of the papers and stuff, and was like, "Oh, look at the state of him eating a sandwich." And he basically went down in people's estimation. That's basically what he was trying here. He was trying to do a bit of a Miliband on me with the biscuit and the squash, and it's backfired because Ben and Jerry's look after their own.
Hey, that is, see,
cheers.
Cheers. You actually got a glass. For fuck's sake. You're welcome to that, Ben and Jerry's. Oh, fuck's sake. We might get sponsored out of this.
It's quite a journey, this. From the early days of where Ben and Jerry's were not on board with me at all, they haven't got a choice but to stick by me.
Well, at this point, they're like...
And then now it's a thing of very
hard. Yeah. That speech went from, it's like in a movie where the speech starts off badly and then it ends with a fantastic.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry stick to their own.
Ben and Jerry's can't believe it.
What did you say? Stick to their own? Stick with their own.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's. Yeah, stick with their own. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was stick to their own. No, stick to their own is. Yeah. No, that's not. I think at that point.
Stand by their own.
Stick by their own. I don't know. Either way, it sounded great. Yeah. I don't know, the words might have been the best, but it sounded great. I think after it, Ben and Jerry, especially the lawyers, I presume you have about 100 lawyers just following around all the time, telling you what to do and don't feck up and all that. But they're probably very impressed with you. Just that the last sentence of your speech inside the news station as Anderson was getting carted off to jail. So they're probably very like, this guy is all right. This guy could make something of this place. Okay, we're all on board with you. Let's really help this guy now, right? This is a third act of the movie type thing.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, that they're still going to say, like...
Of course. At that point, I imagine the stomach falls out of my arse because I'm also thinking, right, okay. I was almost all right with them just sort of like disdainfully letting me just wobble about the place. But now they've actually got faith in me. This is where it gets messy. So
is this the point where you think like maybe I can rule, like maybe I can like throw my weight around a bit to actually do good?
Yeah,
because they would say we're on board, but there are riots outside. Like, people are still angry.
Yeah, I've got a bit of an adrenaline rush from that. I have to say, I'm fired up. So I reckon it's probably a 20% of me think I could give it a go.
Yeah,
I could do it. I don't know what it is, but I could do it.
They are like, great. Like now they're coming in with actual plans going, look, we're thinking of building a monorail. We're thinking of doing a tram service, all this. Now there are riots going on in several parts of the city and stuff like that. But don't worry about that.
The first thing I say is, have you thought about raspberry and salted caramel together? Because I'm still thinking about the ice cream. And then I realised that they're still on the island stuff, and they don't want recipe ideas from me. So I sit back again. I sit back down again. So at that point they sort of realise, okay, maybe we'll they have to find a way to tell me what we're going to do, what they're going to do, and now just sort of push it to me because I've got carried away, and I'm now coming out with flavours. I think I'm Willy Wonka.
What was that? What was that? Raspberry and salted caramel
together. Yeah, if it work. It's not terrible.
I think they already.
I think they've turned it down too quickly. To be honest with you, I think they. The silence in the room was deafening when I suggested it, and I was incredibly embarrassed. But I think they were just so used. Oh, that's why it went quiet. Maybe.
Yeah.
I've already just suggested something I've already eaten.
you were eating it as you were saying it. Have you thought of?
Yeah, then, of course. Now I understand. Yeah, now I've embarrassed myself.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, but they've all had a chat. They're like, no, let's stay with him. Listen, We have an issue. We have an issue. So we need your input.
He got overexcited. Yeah.
Don't worry. I like the energy.
He wanted to make an ice cream.
The energy is good, though.
Okay. Right. Yeah. We're back. Okay. No more ice cream flavor.
There was a coup attempt by the orange squash biscuit in it haters. I don't know. They're not good at coming up with group names.
Yeah.
There was a coup attempt. Yeah. They did try to murder you. We have them locked up. There was 10 of them. Yeah. What should we do with them? Cool. The 10 of them.
Mm.
One of them is Anderson. He broke out of prison. Prison's actually
attempted murder, was it?
Yeah. Just a little case of it. Yeah.
Why else he got out?
The
guy's a lunatic. surely we just hand him over to the authorities. It just seems,
on the island. Yeah, and we put him in prison.
Oh, they go out. Okay, right. Then can we take him to another prison? Is there another prison?
On the island.
Where's the company Ben and Jerry's registered to as a company?
Where's
their head office? Because that'd be probably where they're registered to, and we could maybe.
So you're going to ship them to the head office?
Because surely they wouldn't have located head office to here. If you've got a complaint, you're contacting head office, right? So, my complaint is some people on this island that you've made, this marketing island, have tried to kill me. And they
is that the headline of the email?
Prison that's made out of cardboard containers. Hi, guys, it's me. The silly little Willy Woo baby boo boy. some of your people on there have tried to kill me. Look, I'm not all right with that. One thing after another. It's getting a bit silly. You've got to come and take these guys away.
The head office is in Vermont.
They'll have to deal with it. They'll just have to help you. Right.
So, I mean, law enforcement? Yeah. But we can ship them to Vermont. Maybe see what they do.
Yeah. I mean, it's their problem.
Yeah.
Head office is the one that come up with this stupid island in the first place. They can deal with when it gets out of hand.
They're probably going to be very confused, though, when like an army of their lawyers send back an email saying, hold on a minute, don't write this whole operation off yet. I think the guy's got something. And then a week later, they're sent over 10 very angry, assassins.
You know, when you're making a substandard omelette, you're going to break a couple of eggs.
Bad eggs.
And this is exactly what's happening. They're going to have teething problems along the way. There's a lot of teething problems with this. And with that, there's murder attempts. So they're going to have to, there's a bit of paperwork, sure. But I can't deal with it. We've already established the prisons don't work. The prisons on the island, they're not up to scratch, so I can't, they've got to go elsewhere. I don't like kicking people out, but you've got to draw a line somewhere. And I think trying to kill me is that line.
There's a bit of, it's a bit over the mark. Do you think that on your contract, surely there's a time limit. Like you have to be the leader for X amount of years, probably.
Yeah. I don't know if I've been here days or years at the minute. It's so stressful. It really is. I mean, as you can imagine, there's not, the highlight has been that interview when I got a little bit of an adrenaline rush. The rest of it has
been absolutely
so stressful. Also, I quite enjoyed my job. I quite enjoyed my job before this.
Yeah.
And then, the worst thing I did was get the free ice cream at the station. Whole life changed in that moment. I reckon the reality is it feels like I've aged terribly. I reckon it feels like I've been here 10 years, but I reckon in reality it's been a week.
Oh, Jesus. Because I was thinking that in the contract, it would be like a year. Because they were planning to do like a reality show, and they'd say, oh, at the end of the reality show, we can have you choosing your heir.
Yeah.
So like after a year, when they come to you to say, look, the reality show didn't work out, but we still have to legally let you choose your heir. Mm. Please consider wisely. I guess, who are you picking? Who's your heir? And they put you out onto this balcony. The plan was it'd be a lot of pomp and, brilliance to it. Now it's just a few people stand up going, what do you want?
Yeah, so at this point, it's like, again, I imagine though, the series would have probably been quite interesting to watch because it is literally an absolute disaster show.
Yeah.
It's probably, the show would have been more successful than they would have expected it to be, because what I'd have wanted was like, oh, isn't this fun? Like, oh, a few problems, you know, he comes up with a quirky flavor, whatever else.
Yeah.
But in reality, what happens is an absolute shitstorm. And now those are sort of the best documentaries anyway, you know.
With a riot and war and
so
and
it's a bit bad.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre, but obviously by the end of it, like, you know, like I said then, it feels like I've been there 10 years, I've been there a week. So imagine 51 weeks later, the state I'm in. Like, we're fast forwarding a lot of stuff I've seen over this time. You know, they stopped answering my messages after the first month. I really was left to it.
Yeah.
We got by, you know, there was food and everything, and everyone there were like, look, we're just going to get through it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we know what this is.
I think Ben even a lot of the civilians gave up on.
I understand why they pulled out.
I think even the civilians gave up on rioting. Like, after a while, they're like, look, let's just get rid of it. Let's just finish out the year. Although they've stayed there for four generations. They're really fixed, actually. But,
oh, yeah, they are. But they sort of know, like, to be honest, it's nice weather. It's nice weather. There's free food and ice cream.
And they'll get a new leader in. They'll get a new leader in. He might
get a new leader in.
He or she might be, you know, might pick up.
Yeah, and they're hoping that then that person comes in. They'll have an actual title. They'll rename the island something appropriate.
That's true.
They go again. And ultimately, I know we said we weren't going to mention it, but this, you know, it's a bit like Paddington 2. The second version will be better than the first.
The first,
of course, was really good, and this version here is a disaster. But there is an element of the second series of this will be, they've ironed out the creases. They've got in, they'll get in, and they will get in a Paul Rudd. They will get in somewhere.
Well, that's the thing, like, when you stand out on the balcony and they say to you, look, if you can just mention Paul Rudd, but legally you have to pick who you want to make your heir, and you stand out in front of people, like, who are you picking? Like, they can't interfere. You get to pick. They've put you on this island for a year now. So,
yeah,
when you stand up and they're like, what do you want? What do you say to the people? How do you announce your retirement?
Okay. I'll tell you how we're going to find out. We're going to find out right now.
Are you ringing?
Okay. I'm going to ask you to give me a letter.
Ask me to give you a letter?
Yeah, give me a letter.
R. No, wait.
A letter.
T.
T. The letter T.
Yeah. Do you want a countdown of 90 seconds?
The first person that comes up on my Instagram with a letter T,
yes,
is going to be the new leader of this island. And ladies and gentlemen, I give you Tony Cantwell. Very popular. Very popular.
Sure, I can't tell if he... I'm going to guess he's... Actually, hold on. On one way, I'll go, I don't know him. And then I'm going to pause. Tony Cantwell, wow,
not bad. Not bad, yeah. Actually.
There you go. I'll make a decision later. Do you know Tony? Do you think he'd be up for it?
I don't know. I just follow him and I think he's hilarious. But I think, look, I suppose it's legally binding. He's on his way now. He's on his way.
Yeah, no, they do kidnap the heir. That was also part of the contract.
I mean, I think he'll do a better job than I did, because I mean, he's going to be briefed on the way, and it's going to be like, look, this. I mean, he's going to know about it, right? He's going to know about the guy that's called himself the silly little Willy Wee Boo Boy for the last, you know, the last year. So he's going to go, and he's going to be like, look, Tony, look, this is the situation. Just rename the thing after Ben and Jerry's flavor. Call yourself the Ben and Jerry man, or whatever you want to call yourself, and we'll get by.
Do you want to know the horrifying truth of it all?
Yeah.
Even though they told you, no, we'll sign contracts with Tony and they'll be fine. What actually happened was, is your fiance Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Katie. Katie was actually the ruler of this island for a year. You didn't know about that. What actually happened was she had to choose an heir, and she ended up choosing a letter P, Paul Longley. And then what they did is they worked you for a couple of months. Just, you know, what's the thing where they leave little hints so you get used to eating ice cream and getting rushed every evening? And then they planted that guy there to make you sign that contract. That's what they're doing with Tony now. They're gonna harass him for 6 months until
he's really into the ice cream at the minute.
Yeah. See, he's gonna get stung for that as well. And he'll think, oh, I made a mistake, when actually Paul Longley set him up. And that's what happened with Katie. I'm sure Katie's lovely, but she's also a manipulator.
Yeah. Wow. So what did she get out of this for the last year? I mean, I'll ask her when I see her, but
Honestly, the first thing that was going to come to mind, I was going to say drugs, but I'm like, I do not know you well enough to be saying mean things. She got a lot of Walker's crisps. She liked them.
Yeah, she does actually. Yeah.
Smoky bacon. Do you get smoky bacon?
Yeah. It wouldn't be her flavor. It wouldn't be her favorite. So I'm surprised that she did all this for a flavor that's not her favorite. But
it might have been the variety pack. Oh, baked oven. She got baked oven crisps.
Oh yeah. Okay, I can understand this now. This is all coming together quite nicely.
Yeah. I know who she is.
So it was actually Walkers that were behind this all along. Interesting.
It was a joint venture.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So Walkers. Supplied the bounty, as it were. They gave the cat in crisps. Ben and Jerry's made the island.
But yeah.
Walkers controlled how that was going to play out.
Oh, fucking pure capitalism. Walkers controlled fucking Ben and Jerry, just minions. Wow.
You know what's annoying is I couldn't get a fucking crisp for love nor money on that island.
No. It'd be too obvious. Too obvious.
Because it's so much ice cream. It's so sweet. You'd actually quite like something savoury every now and then. Like crisp would have gone down an absolute treat.
Right. And to be honest, if they just went with it, Walker's Island seems actually quite pleasant.
Yeah.
Hiking.
Yeah. And there's loads of crisp packets lying around. It's like they're just clearing up their own mess.
Half the island is made of it. But all right. You don't stay on the island. Are you going back with Katie, living back, saying, "Ha, we both got."
We'll have words. We'll have words, of course. I'll be honest. I can't stress enough how bad the last year has been and how embarrassing. I can't really. Again, even going back to work and stuff, as in sort of like you are just known as a guy who lived on the island.
The
Willy Island, where everyone has little Willy's Republic of. For the whole year, the whole world. You know, no one really knew who I was. Other than my friends and family, no one knew I existed before this. But the whole world suddenly knew me as the silly little Willy Woo baby boo boy. It's embarrassing. And, you know, and that was all because she wanted some variety crisps from Walker's.
Baked oven. Baked oven, be fair.
Yeah, baked oven, of course. Yeah. Sorry, it were baked oven, yeah. But we'll of course have words over it and stuff.
Yeah.
I wish Tony Campbell all the best. I mean, he's really got a tough
year. Maybe in a year he can have words with you as well, and you might all have a stronger relationship.
Yeah. I must send him some crisps.
Yeah. Do you need some baked oven crisps? I can't guarantee I'll bother sending them. But if you'd like some, I'll... Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've got loads here because obviously they paid Katie and Chris, so she's got
loads.
After a couple of bags, she was bored of them. That's the irony.
Do you feel bad that they seem to have paid Katie off with a lifetime supply of crisps she wanted, and you seemingly got nothing? You were just told get off.
That's what we are going to talk about, and also that I could be sold for crisps that, again, they're sort of like. Look, I've been with her 8 years. She does like crisps, but they wouldn't be what her go-to. You know, there's things she likes much more.
Yeah.
You know, halloumi. Loves halloumi. Loves it. Can't get enough of it.
What's halloumi? We don't have that here, do we?
Yeah, that sort of like rubbery cheese that people grill.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Halloumi is a cheese of Cypriot origin. Yeah, fair enough. So you're going back. Any last words as you leave the island? Any advice as you go?
My last words just be sorry about all that. I think that sort of fits quite nicely.
And then hop on the boat. Yeah. Out the door.
Sorry about all that. And they all look, they have a look of,
they're there for four generations.
The right thing to say.
Yeah. Short and sweet. Yeah. To be fair, a lot better than the Orange Squash Gate speech.
Yeah.
At least you learned. Yeah. I think you learned from that. Fair enough, Paul. What a fittingly apathetic end to your reign. Sorry about that.
What an awful tyrant I was.
Yeah. Different tyrant.
Be honest with me, Kevin. Was it the worst tyrant you've experienced?
It was a different energy. It was a different energy.
Real mess, wasn't it?
It was fine. I hate leaving this podcast going, yeah, it was grind.
Yeah. It's a real no triumph end. There was no murder. There was no sort of real control. The minute I open my mouth about this whole, what I call this island, I'm gone. I'm absolutely gone. I don't want to hear it back.
I might put in at the start, you know, I'll have edited it, so I'll know what point, but I'll say like, hey, listeners, you're about to listen to this. It is what it is. Sorry about that. Go to minute 27 if you want to listen to a quick review of Paddington 2. It's out a bit late.
We've a lovely, lovely little engagement story in the middle.
Lovely little anecdote. Top quality. Yeah, couldn't have written the fucking thing better. Go to
that. And then what you do is you come to the end. You come to the end for a quick sort of dissection of what has taken place, where you hear the remorse in the guest's voice to let you know that maybe it didn't quite go to plan.
Okay, so how about we'll try and end it on a
good podcast. That.
We'll try and end it on a good note, right? But first of all, do you have any socials to plug? That's the phrase.
I do. I do, luckily. Again, if you're listening out there, everyone, if you're still with us, thank you for sticking with us. My Instagram is Paul_Longley, or on TikTok as Mr. Paul Longley. I do a video a week, a funny little video a week. Mm. But also I'm here to plug the fact that myself and some pals from America, sounds more glamorous than it is, we basically sort of did this project via Zoom. We met up during lockdown, doing various film festivals. Then we met in real life. We're like, let's do a project together. We did this this really cool project where basically it's like a comedy history thing, and it's like true weird historical events that took place in the past, and it's you'll have a sketch of it filmed alongside an interview with a historical learned person telling you all about that event, and the two married together, so you sort of like an entertaining educational piece about sort of weird things that have happened in history. We've just finished our first episode that we're going to be putting out in the new year. There, at this point, we are planning on a live screening in London.
Yes.
As I'm saying this to you, the dates and everything haven't been confirmed, so I can't say it's going to be on this day. If it does happen, Kevin might put the little link.
Yeah, that's really good. okay, and what's the name of it again? So
It's called World Twisteries. So it's like weird. The first one is basically on this guy who opened a coffee shop in the 1700s, and basically you could only enter the coffee shop and buy stuff from the coffee shop if you spoke Latin. And of course, the coffee shop went under because there wasn't enough Latin speaking people who were able to order a coffee in Latin. Yeah, in the 1700s. Yeah.
Jesus.
So the coffee shops were like really, really popular. Surprisingly, coffee shops were around in the 1700s, now really, really popular in the 1700s. So much so that people had to give them like quirks. So as in almost like, oh, this one's this themed or something like that. So he went with this theme of it being, it's Latin speaking. So you could only order a coffee in Latin. It went under. And so it's basically about, it's the history of that. Anyways, there's going to be a future episodes. I think there's something about, Brian was telling me he's found a historical event where, the Dutch once ate their king, so that's going to be a future episode. So that's something that would be a future ep to come up, just to learn about once the Dutch ate their king. So all coming up in the future. That's World Twisteries. And you can if the event doesn't happen in London for one reason or another, you will be able to watch it on fancymovies818.com. That's fancymovies818.com, or on oakmeadproductions.co.uk. which is my website, oakleafproductions.co.uk.
Yes.
There we are.
And I'll be putting up links everywhere. Amount of hyperlinks. Hooray. All right, Paul, thank you for kind of being badgered into going onto an island and tricked by your fiance, and then tricking someone else, an Irish comedian, Tony Cantwell, onto the island. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I don't have an outro. Do you have any ideas for an outro? Sorry, what was it? Sorry about all that.
Yeah, sorry about all that.
Oh, actually, quick review. 10-second review. Paddington 3. Is there a Paddington 3? Surely it was after Paddington
3. It's Paddington 3, I think, is coming out next year. So we can do a pre-review.
Yeah. Do we like it?
It's really good. However, because it wasn't directed by Paul A. King, who instead stepped aside to do the Wonka film with his co-writer Simon Farnaby.
The one that's just out.
Yeah, it wasn't quite up to scratch as the other two. However, it is still worth a watch. It is still a very heartfelt family film.
Yeah. Okay.
Lovely. I think that's quite a solid, going to be quite a solid review, actually.
It'll be
The Dark Knight Rises to The Dark Knight with Paddington 2 being Dark Knight.
Yes. Yes. Good. Yeah. Good. All right.
If it was a film review pod, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
I let myself down trying to be a tyrant, ultimately.
Not really. All right. Bye, everyone. Go home. All right.
Bye, everyone. Sorry about all that.